Mix 94.7, KMCH guest of the day, number one and two, because we have two guests here this morning talking about Celebrate Recovery. David Grandin along with me. How are you, good sir, this morning?
I am doing really well today.
First day of spring, right?
Yes.
It looks nice out there this morning,
sun
too.
Sun shining. We're in for a good day, it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Next to him sits Jen Ziering, star of stage and screen and former high school radio broadcast star, joining us in studio this morning. Jen, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Good to have you guys here. New program we want to talk about going on at Christ Community Church, starting tonight, actually.
Starting tonight at 6 o'clock,
yeah,
yes.
Let's talk a little bit about Celebrate Recovery.
Celebrate Recovery is about a 30-year-old program that first originated in a large church, in Saddleback Church, that was pastored by Rick Warren in Southern California. One of his folks came to him and said, hey, man, you know, there are people that are struggling with hurts mm-hmm. and habits and hangups, and I think I've got something you should read. And from there, this ministry was born about 30 years ago. It's international ministry. About 30,000 churches internationally
wow.
are part of Celebrate Recovery to meet the needs, unmet needs mm-hmm. in their community, because they have a heart for the people that are dealing with the hurts, because life can throw you a curveball.
And as I'm looking at the flyer, one of the things says, this helps set aside the busyness of life and focus on the good stuff.
That's
and
right.
this is what you guys are going to be doing. How long is this going to run?
Well, indefinitely.
Perpetuity, hopefully, right?
Yeah, exactly. When we started this, this grew out of a guy and a gal that started attending our church that were struggling with the very things that, you know, issues in their mm-hmm. lives. Mm-hmm. And he said, man, there is nothing, this was about a year or so ago, he said, there's nothing nearby. And that's when gas prices shot up and stuff. And it just kind of planted a seed in several of us when we were engaged in this conversation with this couple. And they had to drive to Waterloo, or they had to drive to Cedar Rapids or Dubuque to find a small group recovery support group. And it was just like, we can't do that with mm-hmm. gas prices and things. And so just planted a seed, and we prayed about it, presented it to our church leadership, and here we are.
Yeah, and we're talking about it on the radio, so it's going to happen now.
It's going to happen. Yes, it is.
Jen, talk to me a little bit about, I mean, this is obviously something you guys are all excited about, to bring to church and to help people within the congregation and the community, too.
Right.
Very excited. Delaware County needs something like this. I sit on some committees in Delaware County where people are struggling with hurts, habits, and hang-ups, and this will bring them something that's a little bit closer to home. We're a confidential group. We're not professionals. We do have a Facebook page, Celebrate Recovery Manchester, Iowa, that they can go to for more information. But we just want to get out there and help people.
Yeah, it's more of, again, this is not like seeing a therapist. This is just sitting around talking with your peers, talking with your mm-hmm. fellow community members about things that we all go through.
That's exactly right. None of us are professional counselors.
Yeah, none of the, if we were, we wouldn't be here. Tell me a little bit about when people, first of all, 6 o'clock tonight.
6 o'clock tonight,
kind yes. of run me through the process. What happens when I walk in? What can I expect?
Well, you're going to be greeted by a couple of folks and asked to put on a name tag, because mm-hmm. none of us are going to know each other mm-hmm. with a launch tonight. And we're going to have a large group meeting that will last about an hour. And we've got trained volunteers that'll handle all of that. We're actually going to watch the first lesson in a series of lessons on a DVD type presentation, on a video presentation, and it's going to be taught by John Baker, the son of the founder of this.
Okay.
Of this. So it's a great lesson. We've all seen, the leaders have all seen it, and mm-hmm. we're ready for this. Large group, and then we have a small group. If we have folks, and I'm sure we will, that have never been to a Celebrate Recovery before, for one night and one night only, they'll go to a newcomer's class. And that
gotcha.
Newcomer's class happens with any newcomer to Celebrate Recovery. If they've never been through that program before, they'll stay for that next hour and do this newcomers. So, and then, but otherwise, if they've been part of Celebrate Recovery in the past, maybe another community, maybe it's like, I don't have to drive an hour
yeah,
anymore.
I don't have to drive a block or two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're hoping that folks will support this in our community if they're familiar with Celebrate Recovery. And so they'll come and they'll go. to a small group.
Okay.
Men will go with other guys to a small group. Ladies will go with other ladies to a small group. And just that's where the support group happens. That's where the, you know, the 12-step kind of stuff. You just share it. And we've got some pretty clear guidelines to help that support group be confidential, you know, and you can remain anonymous. I mean, you don't have to talk if you don't want to. You can say, I pass, you know. Until you're ready to share, you can just see what it's all about.
Now, I have to ask this because this is going on at a church. Will there be snacks? Churches usually have the best snacks, the best coffee, the best punch. I got to ask, is that going to be going on as part of this?
There will be coffee, there will be water, and there will be snacks. After the large group and small group meet, we're going to come back to the fellowship hall for those that can stay and have Crosstalk Cafe.
Oh, no. I like that, Crosstalk. That's like double-edged sword right there.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Now, if anybody wants information about this, and I'll open it up to both of you, where do they go? Do they have? Does it cost to be a part of this, and is it open to everybody?
It is open to everybody.
Okay.
There is no cost.
Okay.
We are going to receive just a free will donation offering. You can pass on that too.
Okay.
All right. But yeah, it's just we've built this so that it is open to anyone in the community.
Gotcha. And it starts tonight, 6 o'clock. So be there before 6. You don't want to miss. You're doing a whole open number, right?
The whole open number.
Open hat and cane and whole thing. Yep, exactly. And Jen, you said there's a Facebook page where people can learn more about this.
There is a Facebook page. It's Celebrate Recovery Manchester, Iowa. You can also find us on our website, which is christcommdl.org/celebrate recovery, and you can always call us at 563-927-4772, and we can answer any questions. There is no cost. Anyone can attend.
Well, and I said we'd probably be remiss if we don't mention the address, too, where Christ Community Church is. That's me being a bad interviewer. I should have been question number two.
Christ Community Church is located on East Howard Street, 205 East Howard. For those that are familiar with the town, it's across from the Howard Home and right across from Carousel Child Care Center.
Gotcha. All right. Any final thoughts from you before we turn it over to the big guy?
No, I think we're good. We're just excited to get this done and over with. It's been a long 6 months training. And
oh, I bet. You realize ready. A couple weeks from now, you could do it outside in the parking lot. It's going to be nice enough to do it on a Monday night. You know.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a guarantee, but you could.
I was going to ask if I could hold you to that.
Sure, why not? Why not? David, before we go, any final thoughts from you before we kind of send this out to everybody so they can absorb it, digest it, and be a part of it?
You know, everyone's welcome. We are really looking forward to this being something that the community says, yes, I want to at least check this out. And it's not just for like chemical or substance abuse people.
Mm-hmm.
It's for people that life's been hard.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they've had a loss, gone through a hard divorce. Maybe they've lost someone to suicide or lost a family member, and they're just not back to who they want to be or who they were maybe prior to even COVID.
Yeah.
And they're looking for something that will help them to just get back to who they believe they were created to be. That's what Celebrate Recovery is for.
I'm excited for you guys. This is awesome. I can see the excitement in both your faces, too. That's awesome. So 205 East Howard Street here in town, 563-927-4772. 6 o'clock tonight. Be there. Be square. There will be snacks afterwards. Anything else we missed?
Nope, I think we're good.
Good luck, guys. And thanks for making some time on the inaugural day to tell us all about it and what to look forward to later on tonight.
Thank you for the courtesy of coming.
You betcha. Thanks for coming in. We'll pause here. We're going to talk about Master Gardeners Mondays in March when we come back. Stay here.